Don't touch that dial. Listen to... Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood, brought to you by the great new 1947 Super Suds and Luster Cream Shampoo, the cream shampoo for true hair loveliness. This morning, an important decision is about to be made in the Bumstead household. But Dagwood doesn't know that yet. He's sitting across the breakfast table from Blondie, reading the morning comics, when Blondie says...
Dagwood. Well, so far, it's been a very witty conversation. Herschel, darling.
Who? Where is he? Who's Herschel?
Oh, thank you for your kind attention, dear. And now, would you like to hear what I was going to say?
Excuse me for not listening, Blondie.
Oh, that's all right, darling. I just wanted to talk to you before you talked to Mr. Dithers today about our vacation.
Oh, yeah. I always dread this day. Mr. Dithers always acts like it's an outrage when I ask for 1 week with pay. He makes me feel like I ought to pay him for letting me go.
Well, dear, I've just been figuring things out. What we really need and what you've got to ask him for is a 3 week vacation.
Yeah, I 3 weeks.
With pay.
Oh, no, Blondie. You can't ask me to ask Mr. Dithers for 3 weeks with pay. Oh, my. He might even run my little finger in the pencil sharpener again. He'll murder me, Blondie.
He'll do no such thing. It's against the law.
It is, huh? Blondie, as soon as you step into Mr. Dithers' office, Mr. Dithers is the law. He makes it and breaks it all he pleases.
Well, now, Dagwood, we really do need 3 weeks. 2 weeks of rest and recreation and 1 week to recover from it.
Yeah, that's right, dear. It takes at least a week to heal the mosquito bites and the sunburn and the poison ivory and...
Poison what, dear?
Yeah, poison ivory. And if we go riding, the saddle blisters, yeah.
Well, just remember that when you go in to ask Mr. Dithers, you ask him for 6 weeks vacation with pay.
Yeah, okay, I'll ask him. Oh, it is 6 weeks.
Why, certainly, Dad, would ask him for 6 weeks and settle for three.
Well, okay, I'll try it. I'll ask him this morning, Blondie. And if you don't hear from me by noon...
Yes, dear?
Call the police and have them send the riot squad to the Dithers Company. Shall I knock on Mr. Dithers' door now or wait till later? Maybe he'll be in a better mood later. But then again, maybe he won't be. Or will he? I guess I'll knock. No, I'd better not.
Make up your mind, B.B. Bray.
Shall I knock on your door, Mr. Dithers?
Yes, and do it with your hollow head.
Yes, sir.
I'd recognize that head anywhere. Come in.
Oh, good morning, J.C.
Yeah, Bumstead, what is it?
J.C., I'd like to talk to you about my vacation.
Vacation?
Yeah, you know, remember when I'm not working but you still have to pay me, huh? Remember?
Bumstead.
Why?
That's what you do here all year round. Do you think you deserve a vacation?
Oh, be brave, Dagwood. Be brave and tell him. Go ahead.
Never mind giving yourself a pep talk. Answer me.
Yes, Dagwood deserves a vacation.
And how long a vacation?
6 weeks with pay. Holy smoke, look at him. Oh. Mr. Dithers, please. Mr. Dithers, speak to me. Say something. I'll just have to throw this water on him. Well, here goes.
No, Bumps, I don't. Now, not to waste.
Let me wipe you off, Mr. Dithers. Bumps. Gee, I thought you were completely unconscious.
Why completely? Are you hinting that sometimes I'm even slightly unconscious?
Oh, no, Mr. Dithers.
Well, I'll let that pass. I was just trying to show you how shocked I was that you're asking for 6 weeks vacation with pay. Why, it's utterly ridiculous. Am I dry now?
Well, you're still a little wet behind the ears, Mr. Dithers.
Now, about this vacation business.
Mr. Dithers, I said 6 weeks, and I mean 6 weeks.
Listen here, you mental minus mark. You'll take 3 weeks or nothing.
It's sold!
Dagwood, I knew it would work, and it did.
Yeah, and I knew he would choke me, and he did.
But whatever for?
Well, when he chokes me a little bit, it sort of cheers him up, kind of. Oh, but it didn't hurt much. I can take a choke.
Oh, Dagwood, you popped a corny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry for you, dear, but I'm glad you got that extra week.
Yeah, but now we've got to decide where we're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told him we could definitely leave next week. Can we, dear?
Well, I think we can, dear. Mm-hmm. Now, Dagwood, I think we ought to have a little family council. You know, you and I and Alexander and Cookie, and we'll just have to discuss it and vote on which place we would like the best.
Mm-hmm. Okay, dear, that seems fair, but if I don't like the decision, I may have to use my veto power.
Okay, dear, and if we don't like your veto, we'll have to override it.
Quiet, please, quiet. The House of Bumstead will now come to order. Order, please, order.
Two beers.
Oh. Oh, Alexander.
Yeah, I wish he was as old as that joke. He'd be supporting us by now. Well, where'd you hear that corny joke anyway?
From you, Daddy.
Oh, yes, sir, and it's still funny. Oh, it is funny, huh?
Well, the question before the house is, where shall we go to get out of the house? Mm-hmm. In other words, where do we want to go on our vacation?
Well, that makes it unanimously. We all want to go on a hunting trip, don't we? Okay, it's all settled.
Now, just a minute, Dagwood, not so fast.
Stop.
You didn't listen to me at all.
What? Do I hear any objections?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, a hunting trip might be lots of fun. Tigers and elephants and lions.
And field mice.
Yeah. No, not field mice.
Well, I don't want to go on a vacation where all we do is watch you and Daddy lie on your stomachs with guns and wait for things to walk in front of them.
I agree with you, Cookie.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh, not at all, dear.
We girls have to stick together.
Absolutely.
Hey, well, wait just a minute, please. There's nothing as exciting as a real big game hunting trip. Now, suppose we went out to bag a record-breaking mountain sheep.
Dagwood Bumstead, don't you try to tell me how wonderful and romantic it would be. I've read about those big game hunts, and I know.
What?
Well, I'll give you an idea of what it would be like. First, there's all the preparation for the trip. Buying clothes and sleeping bags and buying the gun. Oh, you didn't know it was loaded. And then we take a long train trip west and north to the end of the railroad. Then a car trip to the end of the road. And then onward on a mule to the bitter end. And finally, we have to go up the mountain by ourselves on foot. Onward and upward. And up. And up. And finally, on the last day of our vacation, we spot a record-breaking mountain sheep.
Oh, boy, there he is. This will make the name of the Bumstead famous forever.
Well, go ahead and shoot him, Dad.
Okay, but where are the children, Blondie?
The wind just blew them back down the mountain.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, dear.
Okay, here goes. Aha! What do you know about that? I missed him.
Oh, Dagwood, there he goes over the ridge.
Yeah, well, so much for our vacation. Back down the mountain and back to the old grind again. Come on.
Dagwood, look. Your shot started an avalanche, and it's coming our way.
Oh, boy, just our luck. A landslide. And we get a free ride all the way down the mountain. Oh, boy.
On a big game hunt. Why, Cookie and I don't want to spend our vacation that way.
Oh, gee, Blondie, I'm not that bad a shot.
Well, I don't know, Dagwood.
Yeah, Mom's right, Pop. Every time you go out to hunt rabbits, you come back with ducks.
And when you go out to hunt ducks, you come back with fish.
All right. You talked me out of it. Come in.
Oh, hello, Bumstead.
Oh, hello, Mr. Petrie. Come on in.
Hi.
Oh, look, Mr. Dithers is with him.
Hello, Blondie. Dagwood.
Hello.
Hi, J.C.
Children.
Hello, Uncle Julius.
Well, little bumlets.
The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer. I just wondered where you folks are going on your vacation.
Oh, we haven't decided yet, Mr. Dithers, but we're open to suggestions. Where are you going, Mr. Petrie?
Oh, I'm going to a special place.
Mm-hmm. What's special about this place?
Huh? Oh, I love the beautiful big white fleecy clouds they have there. They remind me of...
Of the white billowing sails of an old-time clipper ship, huh?
No, of a beautiful billowing mountain of fleecy white clothes that have just been washed with the great new improved Super Suds. The new Super Suds makes me think of mountains, just because, well, one package can make 35,700 times its own volume in suds, or enough to more than fill two moving vans. I think of fleecy because those new Super Suds with the richer suds make mighty white washes, and you can forget the bleach, too. And those harder-working suds whip the most stubborn dirt out almost faster than you can say, let's plan our vacation. Ah, yes. When I think of everything that's sweet and clean and fresh and relaxing about a mountain vacation, I just naturally think of the new Super Suds, with all those extra suds that make washing so much easier on the hands, that make such clean, sweet-smelling washes. I think of those floods of suds from Super Suds that make every wash day so much easier, so much quicker. Come to think of it, I haven't made my reservation this year. Will you excuse me?
Oh, of course, Mr. Petrie.
Well, so long, folks.
Goodbye,
so long,
Mr. Petrie.
Goodbye.
So
long, Art.
Where do you want to go, Blundy?
Well, I'd like to go to Crystal Lake. I've heard there's a lovely white sand beach there and lots of little cottages in the pines, and there's dancing every night.
That isn't all they have at Crystal Lake.
You mean they have sailboats and canoes there, too?
How about horses?
Well, yes, they do have sailboats and canoes and horses. They also have a large summer school there for college girls. Mostly the beautiful but dumb type.
Well, how educational.
Uh-oh.
And there are lots more girls there than men.
Yeah, how invigorating.
Well, you don't know how dangerous a beautiful, lonely girl can be. It's murderous.
Yeah, well, I've never been afraid of danger.
If they've got horses there, I'd like to go.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm not so sure that I'd like going up there.
Blondie, I'll give you a general idea of what it's like there.
Oh.
Ah, there's that beautiful lake. There's a blue sky. And those wild, wild women. On some pretext or another, one of those gorgeous brunettes would lure Dagwood into a canoe with a sandwich, and then before he realized what was happening...
I really mustn't go for a canoe ride. Really, I mustn't.
Now, you just lie back on that pillow and let your hand trail in the water.
Hey. We're way out in the lake. How did that happen?
I guess you were looking at me instead of the shoreline.
Yeah, you are sort of,
Sort of what, honey?
Sort of scenic. One of nature's wonders. But I really wonder if I should go for a canoe ride, huh? I wonder.
Now, you just relax, you beautiful hunk of man.
You're just saying that because it's true.
Oh, you look yummy to me.
I think we'd better go back to shore, please.
Nothing doing, darling.
But you've got to.
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't?
I've got you now, and I'm not going to let you get away from me. You look very yummy.
Gee, what will Blondie say?
I'm sorry, but I've got to live a little, too.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you taking me?
Just out to No Man's Island.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, but I'm desperate for a man to talk to. The really beautiful girls have taken them all away. Except for you.
Holy smoke, that's Blondie's calling me.
Well, go ahead and call back to her. I dare you to let her see that you're out here with me. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't, but look, you've got to take me back to her now.
I do, huh? Listen, Bumstead.
What?
Before I paddle you back, you've got two choices. Either you kiss me now, or you get out and swim back.
I can't swim that far. I know I can't.
I know you can. Well, what's your decision?
Better death than dishonor.
Oh, He did it!
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Dithers. Is that what might happen at Crystal Lake?
That's right, Blondie. Oh. That's where I'm going. I hope it happens to me. Well, have a good time on your vacation, folks. I'll be seeing you.
Goodbye, Mr. Dithers.
Hey, Mr. Dithers, wait a minute. You left me swimming in the middle of the lake. How did I get back to shore?
Oh, Dagwood, you what? Didn't. That's the last that was ever seen of you. Goodbye, Dope.
Well, that's that. Crystal Lake is definitely out.
Gee, poor little me. I never made it to shore.
Cookie, where would you like to go?
I'd like to go to college.
Well, not for a while, dear. You won't go to college until you graduate from high school, and that's a long, long way off.
Well, then I'd like to go to the seashore. I want to start a shell collection.
Well, it might be very nice at the seashore. Lots of wonderful fresh salt air.
Yeah, and lots of wonderful fresh saltwater taffy.
But it's very dangerous. Yes, sir, very dangerous.
Oh, Alexander, what's dangerous about the seashore? Or are you trying to sell us the idea of going someplace else?
Well, not exactly. But getting back to the seashore, you know how curious Cookie is about everything.
I'm not curious at all. I just want to know about things.
What's the difference? Gee, just like a woman.
Isn't that just like a man to say just like a woman?
Go on, Alexander. Go on with the dangers of the seashore and the ocean. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know there are a lot of big ocean-going boats that dock not so far from where we go. And just as sure as we go to the seashore, Cookie's going to want to see the boats. So one day we're going to be standing on the dock beside one of the big ships.
Gee, this boat is going to go pretty soon. I wonder where.
Oh, probably all over the world to start with. Then maybe it'll go other places.
I guess it's what they call a hobo steamer.
Not a hobo, a tramp steamer.
Well, look on the back. It says Blaine E. McKinley, hobo.
Oh, yeah. But you can't see all the letters. It doesn't really say hobo, it says Hoboken.
Oh, but it's still a hobo steamer from where I'm standing. Well, come on, Alexander.
Come on where?
Well, aren't you going to go on board it and see what it looks like?
Are you?
Sure, come on.
Wait a minute. Well, okay. I better come along and keep you from stepping on the ship's starter. If there is one, it's a cinch you'll step on it. And if there's a plug that keeps the ocean from coming in, you're just the girl who'll pull it out.
Alexander, wake up!
Huh? Hey, Cookie, where are we? Holy smoke, we're still on the boat. We're moving.
I knew we shouldn't have taken a little nap.
Then why did you think of the idea? Come on, let's get out on deck and see where we are. I don't see land anywhere.
Alexander, here comes somebody. He looks like the captain.
Hello,
Captain.
Hello, kids. Oh, stowaways.
When can we get off this boat?
We don't stop anywhere until we get to Africa.
Africa?
That's what might happen to us if we went to the seashore. It's possible.
I wouldn't do any silly thing like that. Maybe you would, but I wouldn't.
Well, Alexander, where would you like to go for our vacation?
Oh, I'd like to go to a dude ranch.
A dude ranch? Well, that sounds pretty good.
Sure. Riding horses and shooting and catching rustlers and stuff like that. That's for me.
Blondie, dear, I don't think you'd like it.
Oh, why not? Mm. Those beautiful western sunsets, the smell of sagebrush, and those purple hills.
Mm, those buttermilk skies, and those bleached bones on the desert, and those lonesome cowboys.
Uh-huh. Why wouldn't I like it, Dad?
Well, I'll tell you. Something like this might happen. Now, look, we'd be having our vacation on a ranch, the barbecue ranch. It's evening. We've been out riding during the day, and I'm inside putting a little horse liniment on me where it'll do the most good. But you're outside watching the sunset when a cowboy who looks a lot like Gary Cooper walks up to you and he says...
Evening, Mrs. Bumstead.
Oh, good evening, Ted.
Mighty pretty sunset, ain't it?
Yes, it's mighty pretty.
Yep, sure is mighty. Seems a lot mighty prettier to me since you've been here, Mrs. Bumstead.
You're just flattering me.
Well, I reckon I am, ma'am. I ain't much on words, but you sure are the prettiest little filly I ever did see.
Oh, Tex, you're not calling me a horse, are you?
Mrs. Bumstead, you're even prettier than a horse. You know, I reckon I'm pretty crazy about you.
Oh, now, just a minute, Tex. I'm married.
I know. I'm feeling mighty low.
Well, I'm married to Mr. Bumstead.
Yeah. How'd you happen to pick that scrawny little thing?
Never mind, Tex. The point is, I am married to him.
Well, now, don't you worry about that, gal. I aims to settle that with Mr. Bumstead.
How?
I aims to go up to him, then I aims to aim at him. Pull the trigger, and boom, you're unmarried.
Oh, no, no, Tex, please.
I'm going to do it right now. When I come back, you're going to be that pretty widow Bumstead.
Well, what did you want, Tex, huh?
Mr. Bumstead, I ain't much good on words.
You ain't?
But I'm mighty strong on action. Mighty. And I aims to marry Mrs. Bumstead. I loves the girl. And we aims to get hitched up.
You do, huh? Well, by a strange coincidence, I'm already hitched up to Mrs. Bumstead. And I've got a hitching license to prove it. What are we going to do about that, huh?
Well, sir, I reckon we'll just have to get rid of you.
Well, I reckon we'll have to get rid of you, huh?
Now, here's a gun for you, Mr. Bumstead.
Be careful. That thing might go off.
Now, look. When I count to three, you better use that shooting iron as fast as you can.
Okay, now, wait a minute.
Because I'm going to be slinging lead at you.
Now, Tex, don't be hasty. Can't we take this to the Court of Human Relations or something, huh?
All right. One.
Wait, this is murder.
It ain't murder out west. Two.
Hey, don't. Help. Bloody!
Three.
I've been stabbed.
Oh, you got me.
Yeah. How are you, Dagwood?
I've got more holes in me than a pair of bachelor socks.
Darling.
What happened to Tex?
He just died in the bunkhouse. Your gun went off and shot him when you dropped it.
The doctor said I had a chance to live, Blondie.
Well, the other cowboys are going to lynch you if you do.
That's nice. Oh.
Does it hurt so much, Dagwood?
No, the kids just left their spurs in my bed. Blondie, dear.
Yes.
Take good care of Alexander and Cookie.
Yes, Dagwood, I will.
And I hope you'll always think kindly of me whenever you see a sandwich.
I will, dear. I will.
Goodbye, Blondie. Goodbye.
Oh, my God.
Now, you wouldn't want anything like that to happen to me now, would you, Blondie?
Oh, but that was so silly, Dagwood.
The dude ranch is out.
Wait a minute. I know just the thing. What? We'll take the car and go every place. We'll go to the seashore.
That's for me.
We'll go hunting.
Hey, boy, that's for me.
And we'll stop at a dude ranch for a couple of days.
Yippee!
Yeah, but
and
Ronnie.
Maybe at Crystal Lake, too.
Yeah, but...
We'll just go where we want to go and take our time.
Yeah, but I...
And I bet we'll all have the best vacation the Bumsteads ever had.
Yeah, but...
Oh, and that reminds me.
But...
You can take along your outboard motor, too.
Don't go away, folks. The Bumsteads will be back in just a moment.
For the shining hair all men adore, discover the magic of Luster Cream Shampoo. Discover the remarkable way it makes hair gleam with natural highlights and shadows, sparkle with silken softness, delight with clean fragrance. Not a soap, not a liquid. Luster Cream Shampoo is an amazing new dainty cream that whips up luxurious lather like magic in hard or soft water and sweeps dullness away. Out of her wealth of cosmetic lore, Kay Dumit blended gentle lanolin with special secret ingredients to achieve this revolutionary new cream that brings out the rich natural beauty of your hair, leaves it obedient to brush and comb. Try that economical dollar jar of Luster Cream Shampoo, sold at all cosmetic counters, also 30-cent and 55-cent sizes, and learn what more and more women of all ages are learning every day. Way to new glamour with Luster Cream Shampoo, the cream shampoo for true hair loveliness.
All those things you're bringing into the living room.
Oh, Blondie, I've solved all our vacation problems. We can have all the advantages of all these different places right here in our own home. Stay right here.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. What's this?
Oh, that's a shaker full of dust. Instead of driving over country roads, I'll just take a little bit of all over, see? And here's a box full of assorted bugs and sand fleas. And this is a cage of hungry mosquitoes. And
what are you going to do about the sunburn?
Oh, I got a sun lamp right here. Oh, yeah. And here's some nice soft pine needles to put in our bed. Be just like the mountains.
Well, what's this box of ants for?
Yeah, oh, that's the ants for my pants.
Oh,
remember, folks, every Sunday over the same CBS stations, a half hour of fun with all the Bumsteads. Brought to you by Luster Cream Shampoo, the cream shampoo for true hair loveliness, and the great new 1947 Super Suds.
Super Suds, great new Suds, 1947 Suds.
Tell all your friends to tune in next Sunday at the same time for...
Remember, doctors prove the palm olive plan brings 2 out of 3 women lovelier complexions in 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin. Dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, even skin that was not clear. Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, prove the 14-day palm olive plan improves all types of skin, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day palm olive plan now.
Written by John L. Green, stars Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake with Hanley Stafford. This is Howard Petrie saying goodnight from Hollywood. Housewives, stocks of fats and oils stay dangerously low in the United States. Our domestic supplies of fats and oils are expected to be larger this year than last, but industry has been such a drain on fats and oils that your used kitchen fats have been the most important factor in the production of goods that need this raw material. Goods that you and you and you use and wear every day.
So please continue to save and turn in every possible ounce of used kitchen fats. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.